This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas, and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life. Or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
Questions amid hurricane destruction.
Who knows when they're going to get electricity and fresh water?
New move in documents dispute.
The Trump team thinks that they have their best shot with the Supreme Court.
Historic home run.
It is gone! Number 62!
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. A week after Hurricane Ian slammed into southwest Florida, the death toll has risen to at least 108. For thousands who lost homes, rebuilding will be a challenge that will last many months. CBS's Manuel Bajorquez has the latest on the recovery effort.
The streets of Fort Myers are lined with debris. It's overwhelming. Residents still lack the basics, food, running water, electricity.
These are families that were struggling to make ends meet before the storm happened.
Before, and not, they don't have nothing.
Miriam Ortiz runs the Gladiola's Food Pantry in Fort Myers' Harlem Heights neighborhood. They usually assist 850 families a month. Now they've served at least 1,600 meals since Friday. Now folks like Sylvester Manjares, once a restaurant worker on Sanibel Island, are unemployed.
So you're looking for any type of job to support your family.
President Biden goes to the storm zone today.
I'm Stephen Portnoy at the White House. The president will meet with small business owners and residents who've suffered losses, and he'll attend a briefing on the efforts to help them recover, led by his FEMA administrator and Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis. Mr. Biden's press secretary says any political differences will be set aside for the moment.
Lawyers for former President Trump are asking the U.S. Supreme Court to step into the legal battle over the classified documents seized during the FBI search of his Florida estate. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
Whether he will get his case heard by the Supreme Court, that's always a bit of a long shot. But of course, the justice who will immediately look at this emergency request is Clarence Thomas. And I think that Trump's lawyers expect that Justice Thomas would probably be the justice most friendly to a Trump request.
Republicans appear to be standing with Georgia Senate candidate Herschel Walker. He has denied a Daily Beast report that says he paid for a girlfriend's abortion 13 years ago. Walker's son Christian criticized him in tweets and social media posts.
He has four kids, four different women, wasn't in the house raising one of them. He was out having sex with other women. Do you care about family values? Do not lie.
Russia's Vladimir Putin today signed the papers officially annexing four provinces inside Ukraine. CBS's Charlie Daggett is heading to Lyman, a city in that territory regained by Ukrainian forces.
Everywhere there are signs of the ferocious battle that took place. Convoys of bombed out vehicles, Russian military vehicles. They also left behind the bodies of Russian soldiers on the street, which indicates how quickly they had to retreat.
Brittany Griner's wife says she's terrified about the basketball star's fate. Held in Russia since February, her appeal on a drug conviction happens later. later on this month. Sherelle Griner spoke with CBS's Gail King.
It feels to me as if she's a hostage.
Mm-hmm. That must scare you.
It terrifies me because, I mean, when you watch movies, like, sometimes those situations don't end well.
Iran has allowed an 85-year-old Iranian-American who had been jailed on spy charges to leave the country for medical treatment in Oman. A South Korean ballistic missile malfunctioned and blew up during a live fire drill with the U.S. It was part of the response to North Korea's test missile that flew over Japan.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
The on-again, off-again Elon Musk purchase of Twitter is on again. CNET's Ian Schur says it's a $44 billion agreement.
It seemed as though he really wanted to back out of this deal, which was made before the stock market started to fall.
Well, CBS's David Martin reports the Pentagon is taking action after video surfaced from Navy SEAL training.
SEAL recruits blanketed with a cloud of tear gas while being ordered to sing Happy Birthday so they can't hold their breath. When the admiral in charge of Navy SEALs saw this video, he ordered an investigation, telling CBS News it raises questions about the lawfulness of the behavior. Regulations for tear gas use in SEAL training require the instructors to stay at least 6 feet away from the recruits to avoid the danger of burns, and to use the gas for no more than 15 seconds. In this video, the gas lasts for more than a minute.
On the second to last day of baseball's regular season, slugger Aaron Judge made history.
There it goes! Deep left, it is high, it is far, it is gone! Number 62 to set the new American League record.
The call on WFAN radio, it came in Arlington, Texas, in a Yankees loss to the Rangers.
Would have been great to do it at Yankee Stadium in front of our home fans.
A fan caught the Aaron Judge ball. Estimates say it could be worth $2 million. It's the final regular season game today for a pioneering Latino announcer.
He has been broadcasting Dodger games since 1959.
Dodger broadcaster, Jaime Harin.
And here in Southern California, he's become an institution among Spanish-language baseball fans.
Everybody knows Jaime Harin, yes.
He's like an icon in L.A.
When Jaime Harin came to the U.S. from Ecuador in 1959, he knew virtually nothing about baseball.
That's true, because in Ecuador, they don't play baseball.
But when the Dodgers moved to L.A. from Brooklyn and Harin's station got the Spanish-language radio rights, everything was in place for the next 60 years. Jose Mota, the son of Major Leaguer Manny Mota, is himself a broadcaster. He has known Harin since he was 4 years old.
Dodger Stadium became different because of Hyman. The faces changed because of Hyman.
Today at 86, he calls his final regular season game.
It was my pleasure to be able to reach the Latino audience in Southern California.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
60 years ago today in Great Britain, the first James Bond movie, Dr. No, premiered.
Bond. James Bond.
And this song emerged.
Love, love me do.
The first Beatles record came out. Love Me Do was released in the U.S. the following year.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Will Smith's first movie since that infamous Oscar moment is coming out.
After months of backlash, it seems Will Smith's getting out of career purgatory.
I heard it myself. Slaves are free.
Apple says it'll officially release his new movie, Emancipation, on December 2nd and start streaming it a week later. The movie got shelved for a while after Smith slapped comedian Chris Rock at the Oscars.
Oh, wow!
Wow!
Now, even if both the film and Smith are eligible for Oscar consideration, Smith himself is banned from attending the ceremony for the next 10 years. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
This year's Nobel Prize in Chemistry has been awarded to Americans Carolyn Bertozzi and Barry Sharpless and Denmark's Morten Meldal for developing a way of snapping molecules together. It's a second Nobel for the 81-year-old Sharpless. That's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in. No matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.